yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. If it wasn't, that would be like a waste of time to have that opening that says that it is. But it is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess who I am? No. That's right. You make yourself comfortable. I'll take it from here. For like half an hour, you don't have to think. You don't have to do anything but just sit there and shut up. What a luxury that is, huh? Nice. Why don't you grab yourself a cocktail? Better yet, get a cocktail for the kids. That'll shut them up for a while. How you doing in the midst of all this stuff, huh? You doing all right? Yeah, did it sound like I care? It did, didn't it? Well, I'm getting good at this. Oh, I actually do care. I actually do, believe it or not. Yeah. Yeah, they introduced me at the beginning of the show as being a grumpy old bastard. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. When you're placed on this earth through your mother's womb, you cry and it's crying and screaming, and you know, as a baby and an infant, you're just crying and crying and crying all day and all night. And then you become like a young adult and it kind of calms down a bit, and then you become older and you become a grumpy old bastard all over again. Children are grumpy old bastards, but they just cry it out as opposed to complain. That's the difference. You start out in life in diapers, you end life in diapers. It's just a... The underwear people are starting to screw me up. The Fruit of the Loom people, I have no idea what that means. I understand the loom part where they make the fabric, you know, they loom the fabric and they make the underpants. The fruit of it, I'm not getting. What kind of fruit is that? Are those my testicles that are referring to the fruit? I don't understand that. I just don't get it. But anyway, they've started putting the label on the outside of the underpants band. Are you interested in this whatsoever? They've started putting the label on the outside, and I guess it's so it doesn't chafe your skin or something, or advertising. They're advertising the brand of the underpants on the outside band of the underpants as if anybody is ever going to see the brand name. Excuse me, but aren't underpants worn under the pants by virtue of the title of the garment? In any event, so they've started putting it on the outside of the underpants, and I must confess, after I do the laundry and I put my underpants away back in the drawer, I frequently don't understand what's inside and what's outside. I don't know anymore. I just put them on anyway. I put my pants on just like you put your pants on. We're all human beings. We all put our pants on the same way over our heads. Okay. Hello. Welcome to the show. I have a great guest coming up later in the program. It's an interesting topic, that whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find this to be fascinating because you never talk about this to anybody. It's the greatest kept secret or subject matter in the world because we don't discuss it with other people. Don't you dare discuss it with other people. And you know what that is? It's your freaking hair. It's hair loss. Yeah, everybody freaks out when they brush their hair or comb their hair and they see little hairs in their brush or they see hairs in the drain after they've taken a shower, assuming you actually shower or bathe at all. Yeah, it freaks everybody out to see hairs. It does. And yet we don't talk about it. You don't walk downstairs and say to the rest of the family, if they're still living with you, you don't go downstairs and say, hey, guess what? I found a lot of my own hair in the bathtub today and in my comb. I'm going bald. You don't do that. That's a freak out that you internalize. Yeah, yeah. I don't know who invented the mirror, but damn them. Damn the people that made a mirror. Because that's not really, it's not a window to your soul. It's a window to your reality, which hurts a lot more than the soul does. Here are two things that can be said to you. Which one's more important? Is it more important to hear someone say to you, you know, you have a good soul. You're a really good soul. Yeah, that sounds nice. Sounds very deep, very cathartic. I like that. But if someone looks at you and says, you know, you're extremely handsome, or you're really, really pretty, that really peps you up. That is like, whoa, that's fantastic. Yeah, soul, nice. Thank you very much. Stupid. You look really, really good. That puts you on top of the world. That's where mirrors go wrong. Mirrors gone bad. They are not a window to the soul. They're a window to your reality, and the reality sucks right now. So I know what you're saying. So I have a hair expert coming on to the show toward the end. Actually, she's a national television personality, and she's going to talk to us about hair loss. It's not a commercial for hair loss products. It is like, how can you actually like not lose a lot of hair? How do you deal with that? What is that about? So finally, someone's going to talk about it. That's coming up later in the show. That's what you call a hook. It's a hook. That's like, you probably don't like what you're hearing right now because it's boring and it's just me talking. But the hook is that, well, if I just hold on a little bit longer, Ron could actually do something interesting. So, yeah. Keep your hopes up high. That's nice. Anyway, there you have it. This is the Friday weekend edition of the program, which means I'm not doing another show until Monday. I only do this on weekdays. This is bad enough that I do it during the week. I ain't going to extend my luck through the weekend. Let's just leave it alone. Let people go out and drink and have their beers and act like fools. You don't need me for that. So I'll be back Monday. But right now, this is the weekend show. And usually on the weekend show, I give away cars, but not today. Sorry. Timing is off for you. How you doing, by the way? How you feeling? Yeah, I know. This is crazy, man. It's crazy. I refuse to call this the new normal because it's not normal and it's not going to be new. It just isn't normal yet. It will be, but it's going to not be right away, apparently. So again, I'm pissed. We had all summer in this country to come up with a zippy little test where you could simply just any time, like a pregnancy test, figure out whether you had the virus or not. They had all summer to come up with this. They knew kids were coming back to school. They would have to test everybody on a frequent basis. So you need millions and zillions of tests. The government could have had manufacturing plants to take care of this over the summer, knowing that in the fall everybody's going to be back together again, and the schools and the sports and the things and the deals. They knew that was coming. Are we prepared? No. Test? What test? What are you talking about? You want to take a test? Yeah. Let's see if you're going to die or not. All right. Will I? I won't know for another week. You're just going to have to go about your lives and just wonder for another. There's no reason why they can't give you the same the results the same day in a couple of hours. They have those things. Did this country stockpile those quick little tests? No, no, they didn't. So poo-poo, and that sucks. Webcams are interesting. Listen to me for just a second. If you can just listen to me for just a second, give me the courtesy of being listened to for just a second. Then you can go back playing with your phone or whatever you do for a living. I every once in a while when I'm bored, which is all the time, I will go on my my Google machine and I will look at webcams around the country, around the world actually. It's fascinating to see how other people live during this particular time period. There is a restaurant in South Carolina. I don't know what town it is. Don't press me for information. It's called the Dead Dog Saloon. Interesting title, interesting name for a restaurant. Where do you want to eat today? Let's go to the Dead Dog. Sounds pleasant. Anyway, it's called the Dead Dog Saloon. There's a couple of them in the country. This is the one in South Carolina. And on their website, and you can find this yourself, just Google Dead Dog Saloon, South Carolina, and it'll come up. Okay. They have webcams around the restaurant, and you can actually see people and what they're doing in South Carolina. This is, I guess, the Myrtle Beach area. That's the only, it's on the water, so I assume it's the Myrtle Beach area. I think that's all there is there. I don't know. By the way, if you live in South Carolina, you're listening to the show, I love you. I love you. They have two cameras that are up and running right now. One of them is the most fascinating. It's called the, well, it's the other one. I think it's called the Marsh Walk. That's what it is, the Marsh Walk. Apparently the restaurant is on a marsh, which is connected to the ocean. So on this marsh, and they have the Marsh Walk, which is like a boardwalk, and there's people walking back and forth, and they serve drinks on it, and there's a bar, and it's just outside this bar, the Dead Dog Saloon, which is a restaurant. And I watch it, especially in the early evening hours around dinner time, Eastern time. Because on the webcam, you can see people walking back and forth on this marsh walk. And it's fascinating to me because I would say 80% of the people that are walking back and forth are not wearing face masks. Are you kidding me, Ron? After everything that's been said, they're walking around. Yeah, well, outside, you know, you get the impression you don't have to wear a mask if you're outside. Yeah, but if you're walking around with people coming at you and you're only like 2 feet apart, that's not, you know, that's different. And there are people of all ages. Now, the older people, the seniors, they're usually wearing the face masks. Everybody else?
I'm not wearing a face mask. It's in South Carolina and we're outside.
Yes, but you're around a lot of people here. And it's fascinating to watch because you can't believe your eyes. I mean, there's like people walking in groups of four and six and ten. And you know for a fact that these aren't people that are living together at the time. And there's people walking back and forth and boyfriends and girlfriends and whatever. And they're not wearing face masks at all. Of course, some are, but again, 80%. Are not. And then you say to yourself, it's no wonder that in the South, this thing seems to be exploding out of control. And the problem is that when you live in a state, they have borders, but viruses don't understand the borders. And people travel from state to state and the thing gets spread. I don't have to give you you know how it works. I just don't understand people, man. It's disrespectful to spread this thing. And whether you think that even if you get it, you're not going to get sick or die, that's just as selfish as it gets. I mean, everybody's got parents and grandparents, unless they've already passed. And I'm telling you something, man. We got to cop a new attitude in this country really fast. I want to see on these webcams people wearing masks, just about everybody, when you're outside. Is it a lot to ask? Is that a problem? Just for a while, is that a problem? All right. I'm sorry, because on a lot of shows I talk about this, because it doesn't have to be this bad. It doesn't have to be this bad. Not so many people have to be in hospitals and ICUs. Not so many people have to die. It doesn't have to be this bad. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I move on. I am a mover and a shaker. Labor Day's just around the corner. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah. Are you getting your mail, by the way? Is the mail slowing down where you are? Have you heard the latest on this post office thing? As you know, Trump appointed one of his biggest financial donors to be the head of the post office. No experience in the post office whatsoever. The guy might put an envelope in a mailbox every once in a while, but other than that, no experience with the post office whatsoever. And apparently over the past few months, this head of the post office now, this Trump appointee, has been taking out the sorting machines, the automated sorting machines that make the mail move very efficiently, has also put locks on mailboxes and removed mailboxes around the country. And why? Because, well, check out the timing, because the mail-in votes are coming up for all kinds of elections, especially the one in November. And they kind of want to make sure that not everybody is able to vote. And the president, and you can check it out. The president actually said that verbiage in so many words that, don't vote by mail. It's not going to work out. And I'm going to make sure it doesn't work out because I'm going to slow down the mail. So you can vote by mail, but it ain't going to count. You can't do that. So then the head of the post office, he's from pressure and lawsuit threats, the head of the post office says, all right, I'm going to stop doing, I'm going to stop the post office cuts. They're still not going to get overtime during when we do the mail-in voting. We need more people, but we don't have enough money to pay them overtime. Yes, you do. This is to vote, ladies and gentlemen. This is the number one reason. You should bump up the funds. You should strengthen the post office during an election. You don't cut it so that people can't get their mail. What are you going to do, Rand? And he's going to not make any more cuts until after the election. But in the meantime, he's not going to put the machines that have been removed already. He's not going to put them back. That he's not doing, and he said he's not doing that. So all the damage is done, you idiot. He's going to do the cuts, more cuts after the election. Trump trying to make mail-in voting as impossible as possible, so that not so many people can vote. Because if they did, he'd be kicked out of office. He knows that. So they're going to slow it down after the election, which means good luck on your Christmas cards, kids. You're going to mail Christmas presents. You're going to mail out Christmas cards. Good luck. You'd be better off just walking down the street and putting them in the mailbox. There ain't going to be no mailboxes. There ain't going to be no Christmas, guy. You're going to get nothing. All right. Just keeping you informed. If you don't believe what I'm saying, just check it out. It is true. It is true. Unfortunately, it is true. All right. Now, let's move on to our guest. My guest knows everything there is about hair. Why? Because she has hair. And I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. Let's say hello to our guest.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. This is Dr. Michelle Henry. She's talking to us today about, help, my hair is falling out. how did you read my mind, doctor?
Well, so many people are suffering from hair loss right now, so that was an easy cheat for me.
An easy one. And it's not just, we always think it's men's hair loss, and maybe that's more prevalent, but this is like across the board, isn't it?
Absolutely. Men and women are suffering. 50 million Americans are suffering from hair loss. So it's exceedingly common, especially during times like this of really high stress.
Okay. We see a lot of commercials for this on television. We have for years and years. But I know the technology and methodology has changed over the years, I understand.
In terms of evaluating hair loss, absolutely. You know, we know a lot more about hair loss. We know a lot more about the both the genetic and the environmental causes of hair loss. So right now, during COVID, I'm seeing a lot of hair loss in the office because, you know, that stress really affects our body. So yes, our diagnostic tools have gotten better, as have a lot of our treatments.
Well, at least they'll turn your hair gray, if not fall out completely, obviously.
Yeah. This is absolutely true.
Yeah. What are some things about hair loss that we've been getting wrong? I mean, these myths and these things that are going around. What are the facts and what do we believe that possibly isn't true?
So here are the current facts. We know that right now, especially during quarantine, especially during COVID, that we are having really high levels of financial, health, work, and social stress. And because of this, we're seeing an increase in stress-related hair health issues, so things like acne and, of course, hair loss. We know that hair loss, as we mentioned, can also be genetic, and it's inherited from both of our parents. But here's the fiction. So here are some of the top myths that I will see in my office. Some of my patients believe that cutting your hair and brushing your hair repeatedly will stimulate hair growth, and that's just false.
Yeah.
Actually, brushing the hair is a form of friction, and that might actually compromise some hair growth and cause some breakage.
Yeah.
Another myth that I see is that when patients start losing hair, they stop washing their hair. They think that washing their hair will actually cause some hair loss, when actually a consistent regimen with a good product that promotes density will actually help to promote some hair growth.
Oh.
And then last, again, the cutting. So a lot of people believe that if they cut their hair, they shave off their hair, it's going to stimulate some hair growth, and that's unfortunately just not true. You know, when we cut our hair, we're cutting the ends of our hair.
Uh-huh.
If you have split ends, it may help retain the hair and make it a little bit stronger. But again, hair growth comes from the follicle. So if you're not doing anything to protect that follicle, it's not going to stimulate any hair growth.
It scares me whenever I brush my hair or after I take a shower because I see hair a little bit in the drain or at the end of my brush. It's like, whoa. I'll be bald in 10 minutes at this rate. Is it a natural thing to actually lose hair?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can lose, 100 to 150 hairs per day. Much more than that kind of piques our concern, and we recommend going in to see your dermatologist to make sure that there's not an underlying issue. But we do shed hair each and every day, and so that is normal. What I recommend for my patients is to actually count the number of hairs you lose, and sometimes counting it can reduce your anxiety a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe, or it could make it worse. Okay, so we know that that exists. What do we do about it is the magic question.
So right now, especially during times where we're really stressed and we know that stress is playing a big role in our hair, you really want to prioritize your mental health. You know, prioritize your mental health, keep your body moving, eat a balanced diet, which will also not only promote overall body, your overall health, but also your hair in addition to that. So the stress, I really love meditation. So it's something I do every day. I'm a huge fan of some of the apps like Calm and Headspace that really help to guide my practice. I focus a lot on my diet, and I recommend that for my patient because we know that our diet directly affects the quality of our hair, our skin, and our nails. So you want to eat balanced meals. You know, make sure you're eating foods that will not only take care of your body but your mind and your hair. So think about things like salmon, avocado, nuts. They're all healthy in omega-3s, which are really critical to keeping your hair shiny and full. Get out there, work up a sweat. When we're working out, we're really pumping those endorphins, and those endorphins help to lower our stress levels. And while we are stressed, we might feel inclined to really indulge in some sugary foods. But those sugary foods can not only cause acne, but they may also compromise our overall hair health.
Okay. Why is it that some cultures have these luxurious heads of hair even into their 80s, and others are bald?
You know, some of it is just the genetic lottery. A lot of it is genetic. A lot of it is hereditary. And some of it may also be cultural in terms of styling practices, using less heat and things of that nature. Yeah. But a big part of it is truly genetic.
Okay. So everybody's probably asking, I'm not talking about miracle foods, but is there something that kind of makes this not as extreme a problem? You mentioned omega-3s, that kind of thing. Is there something where you should add this to your diet and really take care of your hair loss or your scalp in that sense?
So yes, you know, omega-3s are important, making sure you're getting nice lean protein, because that really makes up a big part of the substance of our hair. And then making sure that, you know, your hair maintenance at home is correct. You know, a lot of what we do is that when we think about hair growth and hair loss, we're thinking about the actual strands of our hair. And sometimes we're compromising the fact that, like I said, the follicle is what really dictates hair health. So making sure that we care for the scalp, that we exfoliate the scalp. So a lot of what we do when we're taking care of our facial skin or our body skin, we think about moisturization, we think about exfoliation, but we often neglect that on the scalp, and really hair health is scalp health. So I recommend that my patients exfoliate their scalp, that they evaluate their scalp. And so, you know, look at your scalp. Use your camera. If you can't really see your scalp well, use your camera. Make sure that you're not itchy, that you're not painful, that you're not seeing redness, that you're not seeing any buildup of product or scale, because all of those things can really compromise your overall hair health. So think about solutions like the Nioxin Purifying Exfoliator and the three-part hair system. Those things will help to exfoliate the scalp to get rid of dirt, oil, and debris and give you that consistency with the product that helps to promote hair density to keep your scalp and hair overall healthy all year long.
Okay. Does massaging the scalp do anything?
So massaging the scalp, it helps because it's a part of kind of your overall mental health. It may be a tool to help de-stress. Massaging the scalp may get rid of some of the scale on your scalp. Massaging alone does not stimulate hair growth, but it may get rid of some of the problems that are contributing to hair loss.
Okay. What about all those contraptions? I see now this goes back to the 1950s almost with helmets and lasers and things.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary looking. Does that do anything?
So that can be a little bit intimidating, and that is an area we call that kind of like photobiology. Uh-huh. We're getting a little bit better at understanding the role that like visible light plays in hair loss. And there are some, not robust, but some early studies that show that red light, red visible light, might be anti-inflammatory and may help to increase the caliber and the thickness of the hair. So there is some growing science behind some of those tools, and we are getting better at creating devices that might actually work. So that area of science and hair loss science is quite promising.
Interesting. I've always thought that maybe I could just pick up the hairs that are on my brush and my comb and just like glue them to my head, but that doesn't make sense.
That would be a lot of work.
It would be natural. Be my hair.
Absolutely natural.
Okay. All right. So where can I go to get more information about this? I think everybody's interested. See, this is an interesting conversation we're having because this is one of those things that people are all concerned about. They're for various reasons, and yet they never talk about it with somebody else. That's something they keep to themselves. Very interesting in that sense, psychologically. So where can people go to get more information?
You're absolutely right. There's a lot of shame around hair loss. A big part of it is aesthetic. But a big part of hair loss can also be medical. So I really recommend if anyone's having hair loss that they consult a board-certified dermatologist to make sure they assess for any underlying issues or conditions that might be contributing. If you want to learn more about hair loss in general, you can go to the American Hair Loss Association website, where there is a ton of information, a wealth of information about hair loss. And then if you want to learn more about scalp health, you can go to nioxin.com, where you can learn some tips and tricks and tools that you can use to evaluate and treat your scalp to help to promote healthy hair.
Wow. This has been fascinating. This is great. And again, I mean, when you get older, this can be a natural thing. When you're younger, you may have some more concerns. Is that what we're saying?
That's absolutely true. But, you know, I have patients in my office in their early 20s that are having quite significant hair loss.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is lifestyle, it's genetics. So that's why it's really important to evaluate it. You know, hair loss is not something we only see in older patients. Of course, with hormonal changes as we get older, sometimes that compromises the quality of our hair. But we really can see hair loss throughout our lives. And so it's really important to address it early.
I guess. Yeah. My father used to wear a hat all the time, and I think he was going bald, but it was the style that men wear hats when they went outside, and you know, everybody wore a fedora or something, and women had these pretty hats and stuff. I think it was because of the hair loss.
Hey, you know, you're probably onto something. Okay. Here we are thinking fashion. That's they were right. Ahead of the time.
There you go. All right. Dr. Michelle Henry, thank you so much for your information. You'll catch her on many of the national television programs, et cetera, as an expert in this field. One more time, that website, please.
So, again, you can go to the American Hair Loss Association or niacin.com to find out more tips about scalp health and hair loss.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. And that will do it for today. You have been wonderful. I don't know how you do this. I really don't. You know, we've all learned tolerance over the past few months, but that's wearing thin. Look, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be kind to your neighbors. Be respectful. That's all we want in this country is be kind, be respectful, be understanding, have compassion. Please. Until next time on Monday, I wish you peace.